Hi there, I'm Shelley Freelo, and welcome to the Ministry of Marriage podcast on HerFaithRadio.com. I'm an author, speaker, founder, and president of HerFaithVillage.com Ministries, a multifaceted ministry for women and youth. But my main role is as wife to my husband of over 30 years and as women's ministry leader for over 25 years. I'm so happy you were able to tune in for today's podcast. Hello, ladies, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to be discussing the gray-haired marriage. And this podcast is especially dear to my heart, for I am in a gray-haired marriage. That means a marriage that is over, say, 15 years old, and you are finding yourself growing old with your mate. Those kind of marriages have different perspectives than a marriage that's, say, under 15 years. In your gray-haired marriages, we find that there's a lot of settledness in the marriage. Most of the time you've learned him, he's learned you, you just kind of get settled in the marriage. In the gray-haired marriage, a lot of times we find complacency, where we've just gotten routine, that, you know, you're kind of stuck in a rut, that we find that we take advantage of each other. We take each other for granted because we are in a marriage that has some longevity in it. So today what we're going to talk about is, how do we revive that? How do we get out of that rut? How do we bring that gray-haired marriage into liveliness? For that, we're going to start with Proverbs 5, 18 through 19. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice in the wife of your youth, a lovely deer, a graceful doe. Let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her love. Now, if you listen to the podcast regarding embracing our sexiness, this verse will sound very familiar to you because we did cover it in that podcast series. However, for this particular podcast, we're going to examine the beginning of this verse that says to rejoice in the wife of your youth. That means that God wants our husbands to find joy in us even as we're aging with him, even as the marriage is getting older and maturing. And one of the ways we do that is we don't take for granted that this marriage is just always going to be. When you were dating your husband, you put in the effort. You put in the effort to look nice, to let him know when he did something you liked. You put in the effort to let him know that you found him attractive. You put in effort to not only make him feel the affection that you had for him, but to help the relationship grow. You gave it the time necessary to invest in the relationship so that it could mature. You invested your attention in the relationship so that that relationship could strive. But what we find is, as women, as time goes on, kids come about, life happens, we stop investing in our marriages. Everything else becomes more important than our marriage, our jobs, our kids, our churches, life. When this is telling us clearly that our husband is to be able to find joy in us as he ages with us, we're to be able to find joy in him. Now, I know, not all marriages are the same. Not all marriages are all lovey-dovey. But see, the problem that we have is we think that things always have to stay the same. We think that God can't work in a situation. Oftentimes, we never even go to him about something because we just think this is just the way it's got to be. I'm here to tell you, my sister, it does not. See, when God is telling us in his word that our husbands can find joy in the wife of his youth, in order for him to do that, then God has to allow that to happen. And if God says that he wants him to, I can go to God with confidence and ask God to make that happen. Help us renew our excitement for each other, our love for each other. Bring kindness and tenderness and 1 Corinthians 13 into our marriage. But that means I have to invest in our marriage. That means that I have to put my marriage first. That means that I can't allow outside influences, and ladies, this includes our children, to take more priority than the marriage. Listen, the word tells us that two becomes one when we set our due. If two becomes one, then that means we're acting on one accord. I have to have what is best interest of my marriage has to be the priority. It has to come first. I renew that excitement for my marriage by how much effort I put into it. If I'm not putting in any, you know, the young people say, you got to put in the work. Guess what, ladies? We got to put in the work. If God says that we are the helpmate, do you know that most women set the tone for the relationship? Most women set the tone of what will and will not happen in the household, what is or is not acceptable, the tone of the relationship between the husband and wife. She also sets the tone of excitement and joy and laughter in the marriage, much as she did when you all were dating. I tell young girls that men never know when they're going to get some, but women always know. Men never know if the relationship is going to succeed, but women always know. Men don't know when a woman is going to say, I do, but women always know. Why? Because God has gifted us with the ability to influence the man with who we are as a woman. But if we're not walking in that, if we're not understanding that role, if we're not embracing that role, then that role becomes dull. It becomes uneventful. It becomes unprofitable. We want to look at our husbands and say to ourselves, okay, we've been doing this now, love, for a while. I've become lax in how I treat you. You've become lax at how you treat me. We don't flirt with each other. We don't laugh with each other. We don't talk to each other. We kind of let you do your thing and I'll do my thing kind of marriage, because we've just become complacent in who we are and where our marriage is. It's time to bring God's life back into our marriage. And we can do that because Proverbs 5, 18 through 19 says that our husbands can find joy in us as he did when he first married us. That he can find joy in our bodies, joy in our love for him, just as he did when we first got married. So we don't have to allow the age of the marriage or the time of the marriage to cause us to get complacent in our marriages. Let's go to Isaiah 46:4. It says, even to your old age, I am he, and to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and I will save. What is this verse letting us know? God does not forget about us just because we get old. All the promises he gives us in his words doesn't just apply to us in our youth, but it applies to us as we age. And if they apply to us individually as we age, it applies to us as a married couple as we age. If God tells us in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you, he will never leave our marriage nor forsake our marriage. If he says, I care what happens to you, you can bring all your burdens to me, then that means that in my marriage, I can bring all my marital cares, all my marital burdens to God, and he can take care of them. It means that as my gray hairs are outweighing my brown hair or black hair or blonde hair or red hair, it's saying that as I age, those promises does not diminish. That I am still the same God of your youth. And if I'm the same God that was there when you said I do, I'm the same God that's available and working in your marriage as that marriage is getting older and maturing. Here's the deal, ladies. In order for us to help our older marriages survive all of the stress that life can bring, we've got to put in the work. We've got to say to ourselves, I've got to make my marriage a priority. I've got to do those things I did in my youth. I've got to let my husband know I still think he's a handsome guy, that I still think he's the king of our castle. I have to tell him those little things that put something on his mind during the day. I've got to be the wife of his youth. Why? Because God says in his words, Proverbs 5:18-19, I can be. So I cannot allow the lies of the enemy to tell me I can't. Just because our marriage is getting older, we're getting older, I don't have to buy into that when God's word tells me he can delight in me. He can find me attractive, even though, you know, I got one eye in the middle of my head. I walk with a limp. My hip isn't where it used to be. My boobies are going south. Honey, none of that is in God's word. God's word tells us that, listen, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. She is a lovely deer, a graceful doe. Let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her love. Ladies, that is talking about an older woman, knowing she is still that fantastically wonderful, fabulous woman that she was in her youth. The only thing that has changed is maybe the position and the shape of her body and the gray hair on her head. But since we learned in embracing our sexiness that God wants us to be sexy on the outside, yes, but even more so in the inside, because it's the inside that will never change, that will never falter. So my sisters, for those of you who are looking at a more mature marriage, take heart. Know that you can revive the staleness of your marriage simply by being the woman that God is calling you to be in him. Be that woman that your husband fell in love with, that he made that commitment to. Remind him of the man that he used to be, even if he's forgotten it. Play with him, joke with him, flirt with him, laugh with him. Turn on your sexy and turn on your smile. Because just because our marriages have gotten older, God tells me they don't have to become stale. Until next time, ladies, may God bless your relationships and grow your spirits.
Thank you for listening. I'm so happy you tuned in today. Please join us next week for another insightful episode of the Ministry of Marriage podcast. If you would like to be a featured podcaster, contact HerFaithRadio.com. Thank you again for listening.